Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the CollegeToPro.com NFL Draft Blast, the audio alternative for fans and NFL personnel to know NFL draft prospects. Join host Bo Mashanti as he brings the next generation of tomorrow's NFL stars to you today. No more than the name.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. I am your show host, Bo Marchanti. As always, we appreciate you folks stopping by and joining us. Apple Music, Stitcher, Spotify, iTunes, anywhere where you listen to your podcast, you type in or say NFL Draft Blast, and you can find the 2020 current group of prospects that are bringing to you each and every day. Today we have a fantastic young man on the program. He hails from New Jersey. He's currently down in Fort Myers at X3 getting ready for pro day and private workouts with everything that goes along with being a 2022 NFL draft prospect, second team all SEC, third team All-American. It is none other than the Missouri standout, Michael Maietti. Michael, welcome to the program, my friend. How's this afternoon treating you?
How you doing? Thank you for having me on. The afternoon is treating me pretty well.
And you got to love being down in Florida in the winter months of Northeast, Ohio, United States. Fair enough?
No, absolutely. I mean, coming from New Jersey, spending a winter down here, it changes things for you.
Excellent. So I always like to start off by rewinding all the way back to the Pop Warner Pee-wee days. Was Michael Maietti playing football way back then? And if you were, Michael, were you the bigger, better athlete from the get-go?
I was. I was actually always a big kid, and I remember always trying to play tight end. You know, when you're the big guy, you're like, oh, man, if there's a chance I could get the ball in Pee-wee football, you're going to try everything in your power to play that position, you know.
Tight end then?
I did not. I was always a little too big to play it, but I did try my very best every fall camp I tried.
I love every fall camp. Let me ask you this. I don't know your statistics. If there are any, were you ever in the coach's ear at Rutgers or Missouri saying, listen, you know, throw me some trick plays. Let me be that offensive lineman that catches the pass?
No, you know what? At center, I feel like I got enough touches at the center position. I felt like I touched the ball enough there. So let the other guys touch it a little bit.
Well, there they are. Very unselfish attitude. So we've kind of concluded that you wanted to be a tight end, but you find yourself on the O-line, and it's taken you all the way up to this point where you are at X3 in Florida training for the 2022 NFL Draft. I got to ask, when does it become a realization for you? Because you played big-time football. You know that not everybody gets this opportunity. But for you personally, Michael, when does it really sink in? I mean, do the coaches say, hey, we see something special in you? Are you dominating against opponents that are in the league now? Kind of share with us that mindset.
Honestly, I mean, every day you wake up, it's a blessing to play this game and playing it at a high level. Absolutely. Honestly, every time I put pads on, every time I do the workouts down here at X3, it really humbles me. You know, I know how much of a blessing it is to have this opportunity.
Yeah, it is. And, like, I mean, when
my pro day is March 25th.
March says, man, that's right around the corner. It's hard to believe that when we wake up
I'm
tomorrow,
excited.
We'll be in the month of March. Yeah, it's, you know, them pushing back the NFL season and then the Senior Bowl, all the All-Star games, the Combine gets pushed out. So after this stuff concludes, usually there was that brief hiatus between Combine and Pro Days. Now you're kind of stepping off the tarmac, and, I mean, you are on the runway of Pro Days, and they're upon us. I have to ask, you're down at the College Gridiron Showcase, Fort Worth, Texas, January. Big shout out to Jose Jefferson, Craig Redd for a fantastic thing that they've built down there. But for you,
absolutely,
what was that experience like, just being able to show yourself? They know you as a player, they see the film, but now they get to know you as an individual, as a man. What was that experience like?
Absolutely. I mean, it was a great opportunity to just go out there and and play football and be yourself. Like you said, everybody knows the player, but it was good to get out and have people put a face to the name, you know. It was a great it was a great opportunity down there.
Now, when you arrived, Michael, was there anything in particular that you really wanted to get across to these teams, both maybe in interviews or on the field, that you definitely wanted to make a point of emphasis?
I just wanted to show how much I love the game. I know a lot of people say that, but I am in love with the whole process of it, the grind every day, stuff that we do that a lot of people don't see. And that is something that I learned to fall in love with and really just ran away with it since.
Nice. And this is the people who listen into the show know this question's coming. I always ask, if you're in the film room with these teams, they're breaking down your tape, what do you think they're going to love about you? I like to say that they're your hallmark home run abilities that are going to have to get you in camp and get your butt on that 53-man roster.
Honestly, just my football IQ. I feel like I know a lot about the game, and I feel like that helps me slow the game down. Everybody's a great football player at this level, but the thing that I feel separates most people is their football knowledge, how much they really know about the game. If safeties are here, where do you think the D-line could shift, and all that post-snap stuff that kind of helps me slow the game down.
Nice. And I'm curious. I mean, you know, they kind of like to say that the center is the second set of eyes for the quarterback. Kind of take us through, you know, your dialogue, your play with the quarterbacks at Missouri and what it was like just kind of being able to relay to him what you see and have it come to fruition to make the successful play.
Absolutely. So as a grad transfer, they did put an emphasis on me taking care of all the protections there to let our young quarterback just play fast and not really have to worry about that. So they wouldn't signal in a direction where the coach wanted the offensive line to block. I handled the entire thing. So from pre-snap reads and film study, they trusted me to put us in the best opportunity, put us in the best spot for the play to be successful, which I really am thankful for. They put that on my plate.
I might, when I post this on Twitter, I might say Michael Maietti, offensive lineman, Missouri, and then I put like / assistant offensive coordinator. So, pretty good.
An extra set of eyes on the field, no doubt. No doubt.
I love it. How about this one? This is your show, and I don't really know at this point there's anything that teams do not know about you, but again, we afford you the opportunity to showcase yourself. Is there anything that these teams didn't know? You mentioned what you did with the Mizzou offense. Maybe you couldn't showcase other skills in that system. Team captain, weight room warrior. I think you kind of got to be a little bit of a film junkie just to play that position. Great in the community. What, Michael, do these teams need to know about that can help you fall in their good graces when draft time rolls around?
Like I said, I love to compete in everything that I do, and I feel that that brings the best out of everybody. Not only the offensive line and the people in the room that I'll be competing with, but everybody on the offense, and never mind, I mean, even the defensive line. You know, I feel like I'm just a true competitor.
And I have – you come across as a nice kid. I mean, humble. It seems like you have a great personality. It seems like you're a very happy dude, if you will. When do you become the ferocious guy? When do you flip the switch?
When you step across those white lines, you know, I mean, there's a switch you got to turn off and on. And it's easier to turn it on than to turn it off because, you know, after about 90-degree day in fall camp and you're banging heads with guys that you've been playing against for the entire month, it may take a little longer to turn it off.
To decompress and get back to the happy Michael Maietti early. Yeah, that we have on our program this afternoon. Once again, iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, iHeartRadio, anywhere where you listen to your podcast, you can find me free and available to download at your leisure. Not everybody who listens in is a draft Nick, a draft lover. They just might love you and your time at Mizzou. What did you love about being there? When you look back, what are some of your fondest memories about playing?
obviously, I mean, we had a really big overtime win against Florida that I'll never forget to make us bowl eligible, which that was my first time I've been able to go to a bowl game this year. So, I mean, I've been chasing that since I've got to college. So that's pretty meaningful to me. And honestly, I mean, the whole city of Columbia, Missouri was great to me, and I had a great time there while I was there.
Excellent. And yeah, I remember seeing that that game. That definitely was one of those wins. I didn't realize it made you bowl eligible. I just remember seeing, you know, like, oh, look, Missouri's going
to
upset.
We went for two. Yeah. Yep, we went for two to end the game there. So it was awesome.
Did you know from after you scored the touchdown, did you guys know you were going for two? I mean, yes, you had to go for two. That's a stupid question.
You know what? No. We didn't have to go for two. We practice two-point conversions all the time, and we've done that since we stepped on the field in spring ball to start off the year, you know, and we've done it. We've set off, like, some practice time to do that. So, I mean, we were prepared. Coach Drink did a great job making sure the whole team was prepared for two-point conversions, and we executed it, you know. So worked out well for us.
Yeah. And then you get the bowl game, you know, and I'm so glad you mentioned that because sometimes I'm just being honest. Sometimes we just think bowl games, you know, but they, like you said, like you've been chasing that since the time you arrived at Rutgers. You finally got that opportunity with the Tigers of Missouri. So that's awesome to hear. Michael, we are almost out of time, but we always like to end the show. We call it three and out. There are a few off the wall questions. You ready to take a shot with some of those?
Let's do it.
All right. Now, your head coach, Coach Drinkwitz, or it could be another coach on the staff, who has the biggest pet peeve during practice? The absolute no-no. If you do this, you're going to catch some hell.
Are you talking about coaches?
Mm-hmm.
My offensive line coach, Marcus Johnson, he just wants to make sure that we run drill to drill. That drives him crazy. I mean, after you get out of an inside run period and you got to run about 75 yards to the other field because they need the offensive line to jog the farthest away from last period. That's definitely a pet peeve of his, making sure.
Fair enough. And we mentioned X3 where you're training down in Fort Myers as you prepare for this next level. Tomorrow, when you arrive at the facility, you walk through the doors. Michael Maietti is going to be the trainer, not the trainee. With that said, what trainer or coach are you going to pick to work out and make them sweat a little bit? And what are you going to make them do?
I'd have to choose Jordan Llewellyn. I'd have him work out. I'd just run him through a lot of hurdle hops, have him jump over the hurdle a few times, make sure his knees are feeling good. Make sure he's loose, ready to jump over that thing a few times, like he has us do.
I love it. And then the final question, this draft will be closing in on us very quickly. I assume draft week, draft weekend, if you will, you're going to be with family and friends awaiting to hear your name come off the board. Who's the best cook in your family, and what would you like that person to have prepared that day as you celebrate this next journey?
Shoot, it hands down my mother. It would have to be my mom, and I need her to make any pasta dish she wants to make, any variation that she wants to put out there, I'm here for.
what's top three? Give me the top three pasta dishes by Mrs. Maietti.
You know what? There's one that, like, really separates itself. I'm a classic guy. I like just a plain meat sauce. Like penne the noodles and just meat sauce, and it's unbelievable. I mean, she has it cooking in there all day, so it kind of leads up to it, you know. And the house is smelling good, and you kind of just crave it. Your mouth is watering all day, so that's always a good reward to get.
Yeah, it definitely is a good reward, and especially when mom does it. There's nothing better than the home cooking.
Nothing like it.
Of a mom. No, there isn't, and you know as well as anybody. Everybody's always going to take their grandma's or their mom's pasta sauce above anybody else's. It's just the way it is.
Absolutely, no doubt.
So, yeah. So, Michael, listen, appreciative of your time. Please stay humble, stay hungry, be blessed, and we appreciate you stopping by the show, and we can't wait to see you do your thing when this 2020 NFL season rolls around.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me on.
No problem at all. Once again, that is Michael Maietti, the Missouri standout offensive lineman, center, if you will, began his career at Rutgers, ton of accolades, the CGS, and you're going to be seeing more of this young man. I've, like I said, he's really dotted the I's, crossed the T's. As always, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us here on the C2P.
This has been a C2P exclusive.